Hello, sea creatures, ocean dwellers, and Sea Emotionals podcast listeners. This is episode 21, and we have a special episode for you. If you remember the Halloween spectacular,
so special.
We have another story.
Yay. I'm sick if you can't tell, but we hope to make this episode very entertaining for you and special.
We hope that it brings the Christmas spirit in everyone. And we actually have a few guest speakers. So shout out to the A4 No, B4 Yes podcast. We actually have Cameron and Ryan doing some voice lines with us to join us in the Seamotional story.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Okay, bye. So, you ready to get into the Christmas story spectacular?
Ooh, I'm ready.
All right.
Grab your slippers and your hot cocoa and enjoy.
And turn on your fireplace.
On a cold ocean's night in the reefs of Aquatra, the sea creatures were preparing for the holiday sight. A spectacle to behold, a party so bright, a holiday celebration to remember for life. The town was swimming and scurrying to set every last decoration upright. Seaweed-wrapped bows, shell ornaments wrapped on coral trees, sea motionals from everywhere come from across the seas. Polyp, the cowardly octopus, seemed like the only one not enjoying the festivities. As she lay under her rock, what could be wrong? Why is she not with her friends this holiday eve? It seems something is wrong, if you could believe. The solemn sadness dissipated as two familiar faces swam up to Polyp. Is there a chance maybe they could cheer her up?
Hello! Hello! Polyp! My tentacled friend! What are you doing under your rock? There's a party! You would miss this.
Yeah, I actually agree with Fritz for once. Go figure. Come on, let's go look at everyone's funny outfits.
Oh, hi guys. It's okay. Really? I think I'll just stay here for now.
Mate, we're about to do a gift exchange. Get down here and get some presents, alright?
You guys go ahead. I'll meet you there in a little bit.
Okay, whatever, pouty pants.
The two friends swam back to the party. Will Polyp come by to enjoy the festivities?
Sheesh, what's gotten into her?
Stop laying in there, mate, it's not good. She's already having a hard time this Christmas, as it's the first Christmas she has to spend without her family.
Yeah, I know.
As a third friend came barreling in as fast as can be to meet Fritz and Cubert.
Hey guys, long time no see. It's been since the Halloween party, right, Fritz?
That's right, bruv. We're going to have one great party.
Yeah. Where's Paula?
Oh yeah. Her mom never came back from a trip across Pacific. It's been months.
Oh no. That's terrible. She can't be alone. She needs friends.
Honestly, Mako, just leave her alone.
Stupid. They don't know what it's like. Without my mom, I don't have anyone. What am I gonna do? I don't even want anything for Christmas at all. I just want my mother. I wish for my mom to come back.
As the wish was made, a bluish light blazoned through the sky, lighting up a path of elegance one could not deny. Polyp's eyes lit up, glistening in the bluish-green skylight. As Polyp continued to gaze, she noticed the light carved a pathway into the sky. I should follow it, she said. Maybe it will lead to my mom. My Christmas wish.
Well, did you all see that? Beautiful.
Wow!
Oh. My. Kelp.
So dazzling, right, dearies?
Mako looked up, but then looked at Polyp's rock and noticed she took off, leaving her rock in lieu of the light.
Guys. Hey, guys. Polyp just took off in a hurry towards the light. I think she's also going towards where it's coming from.
Okay, well, let her go.
She is very emotional right now. Please keep her safe. As her mother has not returned, your friends are all she's got.
What did you say?
Nothing. Just go after her.
If you need me to go along with you, I can come.
Nah, it's okay. They have me. I can scare off any mean ones.
And they've got me! Ha ha ha! The Fritzinator himself! Let's ride these waves, baby!
Seriously, guys, we can't just go! The holiday party is just in getting started!
Cubert, come on! We have to go for Polyp!
Cubert, I'm counting down! You have 3 seconds before I see you swimming away after Polyp. Three?
Okay. Sheesh, I'm going. Mom.
That's better, dearie.
So they swam off after Polyp. What awaits the sea emotionals on their journey to the center of the skylights?
I feel like I've been swimming for hours. Why is the water getting colder? I didn't know they had colder water. Okay. Maybe if I keep following these lights, I'll eventually get to where I need to go. Oh, what is this? It's a bunch of white boats on top of the water. I'm going to go and get a closer look. Wow, they are so beautiful. I'm going to touch one of the white boats. Ah, it's so cold.
As Polyp touched the white boat shook and rippled across the water. Feeling this disturbance, a face dropped into the water, causing a splash, looking down at Polyp from above.
Hello, friend. Who are you?
What? Who?
What? Is there something on my face? Well, there's a star on my face, but please tell me I don't have food on my face.
Polyp swam up to the surface so that the polar bear wasn't in the water.
What? No, you just startled me. What are you doing on one of these white boats? There are so many.
Oh, I'm just sitting here relaxing on my favorite star-shaped iceberg, looking up at the lights.
What, this boat is an iceberg? And what are these lights?
Oh, I don't know, but they sure are pretty, aren't they?
Hey, why do you have a star on your eye? Are you my wish guide? Will you take me on the path of the skylights to my mom?
Whoa, no, I don't think I'm your wish or any of that other stuff. A lot of ocean dwellers come to make wishes upon my eye. I was born with this star. The walruses, penguins, and other polar bears think that I'm some kind of, what's the word? Oh yeah, oracle.
Oh, I see. Do any of the wishes come true?
As Polyp said with a sad voice, looking like tears may flow into the ocean.
Well, gee, I don't know. I've never asked anyone, but I'm not doing anything and you seem lost. Do you need help? I can take you to Walter. He might know what's at the end of the skylights.
Okay, thank you. What's your name? Mine's Polyp.
Oh, me? I'm Berg. Nice to make your acquaintance.
You're strange. My friends will like you.
As the newly formed friends headed off to meet with Walter, the Sea Motionals group swam on by, finally making it to the floating land of icebergs.
What are all these white boats doing out here? Did the land dwellers leave them here?
Those aren't floating boats. They're called icebergs. This is my home sea.
You lived here? It's so cold! Weirdo!
One day, Cubert, you will find your inner peace.
I'm loving this! The deep blue waters, crazy icebergs, the fringe of cold on my shell. Oh, we are super happy!
I'm glad you like it, Fritz. Oh, look! There's a bird up there on one of those icebergs. Maybe we should go talk to him.
Mako jumped into the water and looked at the bird, who was giving him an odd but frantic look.
Hey, hi. Did you think you could tell us what is at the end of the lights in the sky? Our friend is following it.
Yeah, mate. Have you seen any Dumbo octopi?
Who? What? Dumbo octopuses? Oh, no. Lights? The skylights? Do not go anywhere. Nowhere at all. There is no end.
Ah!
I need to make a delivery before the end of the night.
Ah!
You are slowing me down. Tell me, Sharky, which tuna looks the yummiest? I must bring one to Walter.
Ah!
Make him happy, or I lose my job. My job, not yours.
The right one? And who is Walter? Do you think he knows where the lights go?
Walter? No, not at all. Not in the slightest. But if you need to know, he is at that ice mountain in the distance. Now let me get back to my work picking a fish.
Okay, sure. Bye.
As the crew were swimming in the wide open vastness of the cold ocean, two shadowy figures swam up to the group from the dark blue depths below. Are they here to help or cause trouble?
Hey, look at what we have here, Cozy. A bunch of lost pups.
Yeah, they sure do look lost.
Tell me something, Kay. What's a couple of lost pups doing out here in the middle of the big cold sea, huh?
Well, sir, we are on our way to find our friend. She ran off, following the lights in the sky.
Yeah, mate, you think you could give us a fin?
Oh, Cozy, you hear that? Maybe we could help the lost pups.
We could. Hey, pups, we are going to help you.
Yeah, we are going to help you, Kay, but first I'm going to need to talk to your big friend there. He looks like the brains behind this operation. I gotta warn him of the dangers out there.
You think I'm the brains? I'm from here, I know the dangers. I'm just here in case any...
Tomato, tomato, Kay. Just come here, Kay.
Okay, sure.
Cozy, why don't you guide them along the skylights, Kay?
Sure thing, Dagon.
Psst, Mako.
This doesn't seem right, Mako.
What do you mean?
Listen, Mako, I know a trickster when I see one. I grew up around them. Something's not right about that Cuda fellow.
He seemed nice to me.
Don't say I told you so if Yang doesn't come back, Mako.
Don't say that.
Just being honest.
If I lure this orca into the ice trap zone we use for the other orcas, I could get rid of him and then eat the kids. Dagon, you are one smart Cuda.
As Dagon and Yang swam off, the others followed Cozy across the skylight's path. Polyp and Berg finally reached Walter, the lackadaisical walrus, and when they got there, he was sleeping.
Walter, Walter, hello? Anybody home in there?
Berg reaches over and forms a snowball in his paw and launches it at Walter's mouth. Walter turns over to look at Berg and Polyp, who look exhausted just moving a few inches.
Why did you wake me, Berg? It better be a darn good reason. I don't even know what time is it. I have a fish delivery coming soon, and wanted to sleep till Dudley arrives.
This here Octo-Gal is concerned and wanted to know if you know about the skylights and what's at the end of the path.
Oh, yes, please, sir. It would mean the world to me.
The skylights, huh? Well, there is no end. I know of a famed and revered swordfish. Wise as can be, as sharp as glass, and fast as the shooting light storms across the sky.
who once traveled the path of the skylights, only to find nothing at the end. Hold on, there could be something there. Upon hearing this, Polyp starts to break down crying. Is there no hope of her finding her mother? Did her wish really work?
Hey, don't cry, Octogail. I'm sure it's okay. You said you were trying to find your mom earlier. Hey, Walter, have you seen another Octolady stop by the ice fields recently?
About a month ago, another pink octopus came by. But she went south, opposite the lights. Seemed pretty panicked, traveling with a dolphin. Was looking for the swordsman I mentioned earlier. I don't even know what I told her to go somewhere. I don't even know where I'm. All right, I've told you everything. Let me go back to sleep. Bye now, Berg. Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Walter Walruser. Happy holidays to you. Wait, what about the octopus? Did she have a completely black eye? Mr. Walrus? Walter?
Keep it down. Don't wake him. He'll eat you. Let's go.
As Polyp and Berg swam over to another ice field, Polyp became frustrated as she exclaimed out loud her late realization.
Oh no! I ran off from my friends for the stupid journey to find my mom when I know it's for nothing and my friends were the only ones really there for me.
Hey, it's okay. If Walter was talking about your mom, possibly, that's a clue.
Yeah, I guess.
Back to the gang. The Sea Motionals have almost caught up to where Polyp is. Cozy is guiding them towards the meetup spot that Dagon has set up, so they can feast on the Sea Motionals. Meanwhile, Yang has fallen into a trap.
Why did you bring me under this giant ice boat? What knowledge do you have to share?
Because, kid, you're the only one who could stop me from eating tasty. That shark is still a pup and looks harmless. I must eliminate you first. I will not let you do this. Say your prayers, kid.
Dagon gripped a long rope from a leftover shipwreck which was tied around the sides of the iceberg. As Dagon started pulling downwards, the iceberg started cracking, causing big pieces to fall. These big pieces caused a vacuum, making it very hard to swim away from them, considering Yang's size. A big piece hit Yang in the head, knocking him out.
Ha ha, work like a charm, Kay.
As Yang was knocked out, he saw a vision of another world. Another realm than the ocean they reside in now.
The portal to the other sea is stable. We shall dominate this ocean with force and enslave all of the friendly creatures. Summon the armies. It's time to take this world.
Right away, sir!
What a dream! Was this possibly another time? Another sea? Millions and millions of years ago that Yang has seen?
Oh, my head. That hurt.
Not so fast, Dagon! A narwhal swam in and smacked Dagon into an iceberg. Get out of here and leave this orca alone!
So cool. Ah, fine, you win this time, Elfwall, but I'll be back, okay?
The two swam away into safe waters when Yang realized. His friends! Hey, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. I need to go save my friends. There was a coelacanth.
Cozy? No worries, no fear. Elfwall is here. Ho 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 ho! I know where she is taking them. Follow me! As the two swam away, Polyp noticed a group off in the distance. It was her friends and a new stranger. She enticed Berg to follow, and the pair swam over.
Everyone!
Polyp? Is that you? I've missed you so much.
Oi there, Gale! We missed you so much! We had quite the gnarly adventure without you.
Who is this polar bear?
Hello, name's Berg.
Phew, he seems harmless. Dagon should be back any second now. Hey everyone, I know it was sudden of me to run off like that. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I just missed my mother, and I made this wish, and I'm so sorry. I didn't see what was right in front of me the whole time. You guys, my friends, I don't need presents. You mean the most to me, and you are my most precious holiday gift.
Mako, Berg, and Fritz started to cry, but Polyp noticed Yang was missing. Mako, Fritz, and Berg rushed in for a hug.
Oh, Polyp! We missed you so much, Polyp!
Oh, what the heck? Fine, I'll hug you too, Polyp.
What is going on here? Wait, where is Yang?
Yeah, Cozy. Where is Yang, you old...
He and Dagon should be here soon.
And not a moment too soon, Yang and Elfwall swam up in the absence of Dagon. Cozy gasped with a worried look on her face.
Polyp, you are here. Wonderful news.
Ha 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 ha! Looks like it is a happy ending, right, Cozy?
I forgot I need to polish my scales.
In the blink of an eye, Cozy swam off in the search of her boss, Dagon. Well, you look like a merry bunch here.
Elfwall, please meet my friends and this, polar bear. Everyone, this hero saved me from the Kuda. He was going to hurt me. But it's okay now. Why don't we all head back to Equatria?
I love you all so much. When I'm around you all, I don't feel as scared and I don't feel like a coward. I feel strong. Elfwalkberg, you are welcome to swim back to Equatria with us and join in the festivities.
Yeah, oh boy, I would love to.
The holidays makes me less grumpy. You are all so sappy. Ugh. I think it's starting to grow on me.
Ho ho ho! Happy holidays, everyone! And so the adventure was over. Polyp and the Sea Motionals reunited. Polyp received the gift of friendship this holiday, and she could not be happier. New friends, new memories, and new fun. It seems even though her mom is not there, she has great friends to keep her company. All is well and all is merry. It seems nothing could ruin this night. But alas, in a young orca's head, he can't help but think about the dream he had with the evil fish that was not so merry.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty good.